tell me how long you've been doing automatic enrollment now, because it's not been a tremendously long time.
That's right. It has not been. You've got a good memory on that. Automatic enrollment was authorized for us in the Thrift Savings Plan Enhancements Act, which was enacted in the summer of 2009. As you recall, there were a series of benefits that were authorized in that act, so we organized them and implemented them in a logical order, the first being immediate employer contributions. That was the one that had immediate benefits for all FERS employees because they new hires, at any rate, because they no longer had to wait the 6 to 12 months to pick up the agency matching and automatic dollars. So we implemented that first in 2009. Then last summer, we implemented the automatic enrollment provisions that were authorized by that act. And it was a big undertaking because it involved the employing agencies of government, who, of course, are the ones who, through their payroll structure, take those contributions out of your paycheck and make sure that they're forwarded for investment. So that was done beginning in August of last year. So we do not have quite a full year's worth of experience yet with it, but we're getting pretty close, and I'm looking at the numbers here, and they look pretty good.
What are you seeing as far as what employees are doing, at least in addition to what their automatic enrollment is? Well, what is the automatic enrollment? When you go into government service, what happens?
Good question. What happens is you are automatically enrolled in the TSP at a contribution rate of 3%, and those contributions and the agency matching contributions, which are also dollar for dollar on the first 3%, so that gets you 6, plus your agency automatic 1% gets you 7% of your pay, is 3 of it actually from your pay, 4 of it actually from your employing agency, is invested in the TSP in an account that goes to the G fund. And so that's what happens for you automatically. And from that, you can change your contribution amounts or how those amounts are invested.
Have you seen many people complaining or opting out when they say, oh, wait, you know what? Even though the TSP is the greatest thing since sliced bread and I get all this free money, the 4% that you're talking about, I'm not interested, at least right now.
Some do, but it's a very small number. And looking back, I sent you a printout on this, and it's a little bit complicated. So I know you like to put these things up for your readers.
Yes.
That would be great if you put it up and they can take a look at it for themselves.
We'll do it.
Cumulatively, since we started this in August of last year, only 4,321 new hires have opted out. Also during that time, 59,850 are still at the place that they were auto-enrolled into, mm-hmm. meaning that their contributions are still coming in at the level of 3% and still being invested in the G fund. However, 103,528 have made their own elections. Either they, the first day they got here, got working for the government, they decided to make their own election rather than to be automatically enrolled, or they were automatically enrolled and they have since taken control of their investments, which is what our goal was in this, is to make sure that people know what benefits are available to them and exercise their will over those benefits.
Do you have any sense of how many of those 103,000 people might be adding to and going above and beyond the 3% to get the match?
You know, I can't get that from this particular analysis. My suspicion is, and I'd be happy to look into it, that they're almost all moving up because they're still, as you know, matching contributions at the 4 and 5% level, although they drop off to the rate of 50 cents on the dollar.
Right. Anything else? Big board meeting today. Anything come out of that we should know about?
That's right. We did have a board meeting today. We covered these numbers, as a matter of fact. It was one of our quarterly board meetings, which means the board members review investment policy and determine whether for the next 3 months they want to continue the same policies. The board did do that, and they voted to continue the same investment policies for the fund. At the quarterly meeting, we also take a look at the vendors who are providing services, be they record-keeping services, annuity services, printing services of the board, and we review their current numbers to make sure that they're in good shape and can continue to provide the services that we depend on. Report was all good today, and so we are continuing with those service providers. And then we had a little preview of what's coming up in the budget. The budget meeting for the TSP is September, but we wanted to start putting out our thinking at this point for the board members to take a look at. So that's it in a nutshell. That was our meeting, and took about 2 hours, as it normally does. Board members, you know, pay close attention to this. They come in once a month, we like to make sure that they have all the information they need to make their decisions.
We will look forward to hearing more about the budget stuff as it gets closer. That'll be interesting. And remember, your takeaway from our conversation today is no vinegar on the fries.
That's it. Got it.